want to be happy today? The Bible says that a happy person finds wisdom and gets understanding. But it warns us that wisdom of this world is foolishness in God's sight. But the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Elizabeth Elliot has spent decades helping women understand the wisdom of the Bible. Welcome to Gateway to Joy. Be challenged to live wisely as you hear once again from your friend, Elizabeth Elliot.
The Lord Jesus said, "If anyone loves me, he will obey my teaching. My Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our home with him." In the Bible, we find that Moses sang, David sang, Deborah sang, Mary sang, the angels sing, everybody sings. In 2 Chronicles 29:27, we read, "When the burnt offering began, the song of the Lord began also." And that's a spiritual principle that I've discovered in my own life. When you offer up whatever it is that's troubling you, it's amazing how God can transfigure that trouble into a song. It's not until we accept and relinquish, offer back to God that thing which would otherwise paralyze us, that the song of the Lord breaks forth. When the burnt offering began, the song of the Lord began also. Someone may be listening to me today who is clutching very tightly onto something that you think of as your right, your dream, something that you deserve, something that is not forthcoming. It may be that God is asking you to open your hands, to put that thing on the altar so that he can put a song in your mouth, so that the song of the Lord can begin once the sacrifice is made. In Psalm 40, verse 3, we read, "He put a new song in my mouth, a hymn of praise to our God. Many will see and fear and put their trust in the Lord." It would be startling, wouldn't it? Almost frightening to see a total change in the life of someone who seemed a hopeless case. If God puts a new song in that person's mouth, many will see it and fear and put their trust in the Lord. You have no idea of the influence that you may have. Well, here's a song for today. Praise Him, Praise Him, Jesus our Blessed Redeemer, written by Fanny Crosby. You remember that Fanny Crosby was blinded when she was just a baby. Through a mistake, a doctor put the wrong medicine on her eyes and burned the cornea so that she was blind for the rest of her life. And when she was only 9 years old, she wrote, "Oh, what a happy soul am I, although I cannot see. I am resolved that in this world contented I shall be." And when a great doctor in New York examined her when she was 11 years old and concluded that there was nothing that he could do to restore her sight, he said, "Would you like me to do something that would restore your eyesight?" And immediately she said, "Oh, no, sir," because she thought it might hurt her. Then he put his hand on her head and he said, "Dear child, I am afraid that you will be blind for the rest of your life." She didn't understand why he sounded sad, and for the life of her, she couldn't understand why her mother was so sorrowful as they made their way back home from New York City. This was her mother's last hope of finding a cure for her child. To Fanny, it was no problem whatsoever. I think of a Swahili expression that we heard many times when we were in Nairobi, "Hakuna matata," which everybody seems to say about everything. It means no problem. To Fanny Crosby, her blindness was hakuna matata, no problem. Well, in this lovely hymn, this gospel song, praise him, Jesus our Blessed Redeemer, she summons earth and archangels and speaks of his care as a shepherd through all these verses. "Sing, O earth, his wonderful love proclaim. Hail him, highest archangels in glory. Strength and honor give to his holy name. Like a shepherd, Jesus will guard his children. In his arms, he carries them all day long. Praise him, tell of his excellent greatness. Praise him ever in joyful song. Praise him, Jesus, our blessed Redeemer. For our sins, he suffered and bled and died. He, our rock, our hope of eternal salvation, Hail him, hail him, Jesus, the crucified. I'm not going to read all the rest of it. She speaks of the heavenly portals ringing loud with hosannas. Fanny Crosby was born in 1820 in Putnam County in New York, and her father died before she was a year old. At 12, she began to attend the Institute for the Blind in New York City, which I believe was the first school for the blind, perhaps in the world, and it was a place to which all the great people came. In fact, I think Fanny Crosby personally met every president of the United States during her very long life. In fact, she was the child assigned to conduct one of the presidents through the school when he came and visited there. She also taught for years in that institution after she graduated, and she married a blind student who had studied under her, Alexander Van Alstyne. Their only child died, and she wrote the beautiful hymn, Safe in the Arms of Jesus. That hymn has a special place in my heart because it's one of the hymns that my parents often sang to us as they tucked us into bed at night. Safe in the arms of Jesus, safe on his gentle breast. There by his love o'ershaded, sweetly my soul shall rest. Hark, 'tis the voice of angels borne in a song to me, over the fields of glory, over the jasper sea. Many's the night when I lay in my bed there in our home in Philadelphia and tried to imagine those fields of glory. I loved that phrase. And the jasper sea. I had no idea what color jasper was, but it was shining. Safe in the arms of Jesus, safe on his gentle breast, there by his love o'ershaded, sweetly my soul shall rest. When Charles Lindbergh's baby was kidnapped, I was just a very small child, and I remember how it frightened me, and I would awaken at night sometimes imagining that I could see the rungs of a ladder coming up at my window, and I was afraid maybe somebody would kidnap me. And then I would sing that little chorus, there by his love o'ershaded, sweetly my soul shall rest. And the story of that hymn she tells in her book. Fanny wrote in her autobiography, sometimes a hymn comes to me by stanzas and needs only to be written down, but I never have any portion of a poem committed to paper until the entire poem is composed. Then there is often much pruning and revising necessary before it is really finished. Some poems, it is true, come as a complete whole and need no revision. Indeed, the best seem to come that way, but the great majority do not. Safe in the Arms of Jesus was composed and written in less than 30 minutes, but I have often spent 3 or 4 hours on half as many lines and then cast them aside as worthless. I think that she had perhaps been thinking of those words in Deuteronomy 33:27, which you've often heard me quote, the eternal God is your refuge, and underneath are the everlasting arms. Another hymn by Fanny Crosby, which is a favorite of mine as well, is Blessed Assurance. That's such a brave, bold, fortifying song, isn't it? We all need assurance. We need it over and over and over again. We get very convinced about the truth of the gospel, and then somehow or other, circumstances or our feelings or our moods or our temperament or something that somebody says to us sort of pull the rug out from under that assurance. And then we can go back to a song like this, Blessed Assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. Heir of salvation, purchase of God, born of his spirit, washed in his blood. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. And the second stanza, I think, helps us to see how we can have that blessed assurance. Perfect submission, perfect delight. Visions of rapture now burst on my sight. Angels descending bring from above echoes of mercy, whispers of love. Fanny's biography tells the story of how an English religious weekly tells of how soldiers used two hymns, God Be With You Till We Meet Again, and Blessed Assurance for passwords When one member of the Soldiers Christian Association meets a comrade, he says 494, which is the number of God be with you till we meet again. And the latter replies, six farther on, that is number 500, which is the number of blessed assurance. These hymns are constantly being used by our members, the secretary wrote, as greeting and response. I do not think any member of the Soldiers Christian Association ever writes without putting them somewhere on the letter or the envelope. I've had dozens of letters from South Africa alone, and in my visits to garrisons and soldiers' homes, no meeting is considered closed until God Be With You has been sung. Many of Fanny's hymns were adopted in D.L. Moody's campaigns, and Ira D. Sankey was the hymn leader. The last stanza of Blessed Assurance is perfect submission. All is at rest. I in my Savior am happy and blessed, watching and waiting, looking above, filled with His goodness, lost in His love.
You've been listening to Gateway to Joy with Elizabeth Elliott, author of over 20 books, including Shadow of the Almighty, The Life and Testament of Jim Elliott. Join us next time for more encouragement and challenge from Elizabeth Elliott. This has been a production of the Bible Broadcasting Network.